a little cassette just about over here on this keyboard, just keep it in record and just keep it playing. David would sit here and I'd say, well, what do you see, David? What is, just talk to me. And David would say, okay, Angelo, we're in a dark woods now. And there's a soft wind blowing through some sycamore trees. And there's a moon out, and there's some animal sounds in the background, and you can hear the hoot of an owl, and you're in the dark woods. You know, just get me into that beautiful darkness with the soft wind. And I started playing. Slower. And I'd say, slower, David? Okay. And I'd go. He says, that's it. That's a good tempo. Just keep it going slow like that. Just keep that going for a while. And in David's mind, you can just see that he was visualizing the description that he envisioned. Then he would say, okay, Angelo, now we got to make a change, because from behind a tree in the back of the woods, there's this very lonely girl. Her name is Laura Palmer, and it's very sad, but get something that matches her. And I just segued into this. And he'd say, well, that's it. It's very beautiful. I could see her. And she's walking towards the camera, and she's coming closer. Just keep building it. Just keep building it. And she's getting close. Now reach some kind of climax. And I would go, and he said, oh, that's it. Oh, that's so beautiful, Angelo. Oh, that's tearing my heart out. I love that. Just keep that going. Now she's starting to leave. So fall down. Keep falling. Keep falling. Keep falling. Got up and gave me a big hug. He said, Angelo, that's Twin Peaks. I said, okay, David, I'll go home and I'll work on it. He said, Angelo, don't do a thing and don't change a single note. I see Twin Peaks. Yourself this week.
Soothing.
Isn't it? Some great mixes in here.
I'm not going to go into too much detail because we're cramming a lot of songs in this hour. And we don't need us talking nonsense over the top to ruin it.
No.
So we started out with Angelo Badalamenti. He passed away. I think we played this last when he passed away, which was about 2 years ago. And this is him, Angelo Badalamenti, talking about how he wrote Laura Palmer's theme from Twin Peaks with Lynch on the battered old Fender.
It's a really good video, isn't it?
It's so good. After that, I mean, this isn't all, some of this is adjacent or things that sound the same. So after that, we played Miles Davis, Generique, the opening track to a soundtrack album called Ascensio Pour Lesher Ford, from 1958. So it was like for some sort of small movie where Miles Davis was living in Paris at the time. Got asked to do this soundtrack. Apparently turned up with his four sidemen at the studio to do the album. He had only told them a few basic harmonic sequences. Nothing prepared. Sounds like us, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
If only we had his talent.
Yeah. It reminded me, there's a classic YouTube mashup from like 13 years ago. The guy just does a screen recording. He's got the video of New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down by LCD Sound System, and then he brings up the other window and it just plays that and it goes over the top really well. hunt that out if you can.
That sounds mad. After that, you heard Charlie Maguire, Turn Around. Now, I wanted to play the cut we played a few weeks ago.
Tomorrow's Gone?
Yeah, that's my all-time favourite of his, but as we played it really recently, because it was in Steve's 2024 purchases.
Yes.
I had to play a different cut, but that one's still great. That was Turn Around, taken from, I can't remember what the original one's called, but yeah, the Numero group did an excellent sort of compilation of all his tunes. Tomorrow's Gone, under that name, from 2019. After that, you had Henry, is it Mancini or Mancini?
Not sure.
I don't know. Yeah, that was called Experiment in Terror, a 1960s soundtrack from the movie by the same name, but it sounds so much like it should be in a Lynch film.
More tremolo.
Exactly.
The wobbliest 50s, 60s
sound, yeah. Then you heard Lynch himself on Ghosts of Love. I think that's his debut single, recorded at Lynch's own asymmetrical studio in Hollywood. Apparently he had his house and then he bought the house next door and the house next door to that, turned one of them into his art zone,
right,
and then the other house into his recording studio. So yeah, that's actually featured on the opening opening track to the Inland Empire soundtrack, Lynch's final feature-length film from 2006. Yeah, that's when it came out. I remember watching that at the showroom.
That's the one just filmed on like VHS, right?
Yeah, it's like the DV one. It's completely mad. Seriously unhinged. I went to watch it at a showroom afternoon screening with about four people in there. And yeah, that one subsequently got released as a CD single. And then after that was Lynch himself again, featuring on the Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse collaboration album Dark Night of the Soul from 2010. Big list of collaborators on there. It's a pretty weird work, as you'd expect. Mm. Yeah, so then, oh yeah, Santa and Johnny with Sleepwalk in the background before this one, and this is Last X with Hotel Kiss. So yeah, two more that not specific Lynch cuts or on soundtracks, but just it's part of the world,
yeah,
should we say. Now we're going to play some more stuff. This next one is Lynch with Dean Hurley.
Sycamore tree. the trees. I'll see you in the trees under the sycamore tree.
Slow down after a while or go faster and faster. Thank you.
This kind of fire starts. It is very hard to put out. The tender boughs of innocence burn first, and the wind rises, and then all goodness is in jeopardy.
It is happening again. It is happening again.
We've met before, haven't we?
I don't think so. Where was it you think we met?
At your house, don't you remember?
No, I don't. Are you sure?
Of course. As a matter of fact, I'm there right now.
What do you mean you're where right now?
At your house.
That's fucking crazy, man.
Call me. Dial your number. Go ahead.
I told you I was here.
What'd you do then? Ask me. How'd you get inside my house?
You invited me. It is not my custom to go where I am not wanted.
Who are you?
Beautiful evening.
Yeah.
Sure want to thank you for coming all the way up here to see me from that nice hotel downtown.
No problem. It's on your mind.
Well, now, here's a man who wants to get right down to it. Kind of anxious to get to it, are you?
Whatever.
Man's attitude. Man's attitude goes some ways, the way his life will be. Is that something you might agree with?
Sure.
Now, did you answer because that's what you thought I wanted to hear? Or did you think about what I said and answer because you truly believe that to be right?
I agree with what you said. Truly.
What'd I say?
that a man's attitude determines to a large extent how his life will be.
So since you agree, you must be a person who does not care about the good life.
How's that?
Well, stop for a little second and think about it. Can you do that for me?
Okay. I'm thinking.
No, you're not thinking. You're too busy being a smart aleck to be thinking. Now I want you to think and stop being a smart aleck. Can you try that for me?
Look, where's this going? What do you want me to do?
There's sometimes a buggy. How many drivers does a buggy have?
One.
So let's just say I'm driving this buggy, and if you fix your attitude, you can ride along with me.
Okay.
I want you to go back to work tomorrow. You were recasting the lead actress anyway. Auditioned many girls for the part. When you see the girl that was shown to you earlier today, you will say, "This is the girl." The rest of the cast can stay. That's up to you. But that lead girl is not up to you. Now you will see me one more time if you do good. You'll see me two more times if you do bad. Good night.
Apologies to everyone who was deep into that.
Yeah, you don't want us to spoil it again.
Sadly, we have to talk a little bit. Right? We don't have to. But
just so you know, we're alive and it's a radio show.
Yes, that is exactly right.
Could be just a computer doing algorithm otherwise. Yeah. We're better than that. So, quick run through what you heard there. It's David Lynch and Dean Hurley with their Slow 30s Room from Twin Peaks The Return. Apparently originally used in an art exhibition in Paris in 2007. Dean Hurley was the guy who started working at Lynch's Asymmetrical Studio in the mid-2000s, sort of became his studio guy from then on. And then after that you heard Angelo Badalamenti with Jimmy Scott singing for Sycamore Trees, features heavily in the end of season 2 of Twin Peaks, and the Fire Walk With Me soundtrack as well. Then you heard some more Dean Hurley, this time back with our old friend Romance, Steve's number one player.
Yep.
From 2024. That was Flame in the Wind from In Every Dream Home, a Heartache from 2022 album. Frazzled samples from old daytime melodrama things. Viral VHS through YouTube, getting bit squashed to pieces, etc.
I mean, sign me up. I'm definitely going to be listening to that this week.
Yeah, it's a great piece. And then after that, Stars of the Lid with music for Twin Peaks episode 30. So this was from 96, when Twin Peaks had ended at episode 29. They just sort of like an imaginary 21 minute piece if there was a future episode, although it echoes more accurately with Lynch and then sound designer Alan Splett's work on Eraserhead more. Lynch would go on to bury Alan Splett's ashes under the mixing desk in his aforementioned home studio, channeling his spirits.
There you go.
Sounds like something Lee Scratch Perry would do. Then from Lost Highway you heard Fred's World with some sinister dialogue from the film itself. And then Mulholland Drive, the love theme from that, from 2001.
I can't believe it's that old.
Yeah, 24 years. I remember going to watch that at the cinema when it came out. It's one of the only ones I watched on release, because all the others was probably a bit too young for. And then Dark Space Low, which we played, I think, when Angelo Bandelmenti passed. You say show 300?
300,
yeah. Before. Yeah, that's from Twin Peaks Return. And this one in the background, Dub Driving, from Lost Highway. We're going to play one more from Lost Highway, and then we'll close out. So we're going to sign off now. Thanks for listening. We'll upload this probably without us talking, because it'll be way better.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Back next week with normal show.
No, we're not back next week.
No, we're not, are we?
We're at Caribou.
But we might have a show to replace us.
Yes.
On the floating shipless oceans, I did all my best to smile to your singing eyes and fingers drew me laughing. Said to me, let me hold you. Here I am, waiting to hold you. Did I dream? You dreamed about me. Were you here when I was for sale? Now my foolish boat is leaning, broken up long. Touch me not, come back tomorrow. Oh my heart, shines from the sorrow. Well, I'm as puzzled as a newborn child. I'm as riddled as the time. Should I stand mid the breakers, or should I lie with death my bride? Hear me sing, swim to me.
Why are there people like Frank? Why is there so much trouble in this world?
I don't know. I had a dream. In fact, it was the night I met you. In the dream, there was our world, and the world was dark because there weren't any robins. And the robins represented love. And for the longest time, there was just this darkness. And all of a sudden, thousands of robins were set free. And they flew down and brought this blinding light of love. And it seemed like that love would be the only thing that would make any difference. And it did. So I guess it means there is trouble till the robin.